Okay, with me here today is Gino, who has a very bad kidney disease. Gino, why don't you tell us what do you have and how do you think it's
well, according to what the doctors told me, I have polycystic kidney disease, which is a blood-filled cyst in the kidneys, and I had it to be dialyzed 3 times a week, 3 hours a day, from the time they told me I've had it.
How long have you had this problem?
It's over a year, about a year and a quarter.
Okay. And how long have you had symptoms before then?
Well, I would say for about a year before that I had symptoms. I was about 230 pounds, and I went all the way down to about 170, 160 pounds by the time I received treatment.
Okay, what do you think caused this condition?
Well, according to the doctors, it's semi-hereditary, whatever that means, which means sometimes they see it in successive generations. I know personally it's from riotous living and things of that nature, just not taking care of myself.
I see. So can you tell us some of the symptoms you have when you first came to see us?
Oh, the symptoms, just plenty of suffering. I had pain in my upper jaw from eating certain foods or certain crunchy foods, sleeplessness, restlessness, nausea. There's more than that. There's about 10 or 12 different ones, but the thing is they would come and they would go, and I would never expect them, and then I would have them, and it was just frustrating. And according to them, I worked very hard to have my numbers, which would be my BUN, to be very low through low protein intake. And my numbers were as good as ever. My post-dialysis BUN was about 35, which is only 5 out of the normal range, but I still felt I was feeling worse and worse and worse, even though, according to them, the numbers were getting better and better and better.
So they were. This is one of my objections. They're always treating the lab values, but they forget about the patient.
Well, I don't know what they were treating, because when I would explain to them my difficulties, they wouldn't say anything. It would seem that the message they were communicating to me was that my kidneys didn't work properly, and this was something I would have to deal with for the rest of my life, and that's just the way it was. I would never be the same again. And they were encouraging me to have a transplant.
Okay. My philosophy, I told you in the beginning that, you know, a car mechanic do not use a Mercedes part or Chevrolet part for a Mercedes. And in human transplant, they forgot to tell you, well, they did tell you that you had to take suppressing your immune system. That's not very good, because when your immune system don't work, now we have a very, very severe flu.
Yeah, well, then you're susceptible to all other kinds of...
All the kind.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I knew it was a diminished lifestyle their way.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I resisted to even be put on the transplant list.
Yes. I recall that you have a hugely enlarged kidney and liver. Can you describe a little bit?
Well, yeah, that is another one of the symptoms that I couldn't bring to mind so quickly. Is I had two types of swelling. I had one type of where the organs themselves were enlarged, and then there was second general overall swelling in the abdomen area. And I would mention this to them, but it was like talking to the wall. And now the organs are still swelled, but the general swelling in the abdomen is gone.
Mm-hmm.
It has been gone for some time.
And how soon after the after my treatment?
I would say after 2 treatments, maybe.
So the discomfort, the general swelling from discomfort, gone after the second treatment?
Pretty much.
Yes.
I was embarrassed to walk down the street because I was so swelled up.
Uh-huh, yes.
And now I don't have that problem anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, there's still a little swelling from the organs, but I'm not walking around looking like I'm pregnant now.
Yeah. You also have severe insomnia, feeling nausea when you get hungry, and can you tell us?
Well, yeah, I would. When I was hungry, I wouldn't just get hungry. I would feel ill, and I would feel that if I didn't eat something immediately, I would pass out. And now most of that is gone. Now when I get hungry, I get hungry, and it's time to eat. and the nausea is gone. I could never tell. I would eat, one food in the morning, and it would be fine. I'd eat the same food later in the day, and I'd have problems. Mm-hmm. So I was losing the forest for the trees because I couldn't figure anything out. It wasn't any one food. It wasn't any one time of day. That's what was so confusing. It was total different symptoms at total different times, total different symptoms with total different foods, and I couldn't figure it out.
Okay. Can you recall what we did for you after the first treatment? The improvement that you had?
Well, the nausea went away immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Not even after the first treatment. Immediately it went away during the treatment. And any other pains or discomforts that have occurred, that we've taken care of it immediately. I've never come in feeling bad and left feeling bad. I've always felt better when I left. And my instantly restored my appetite and probably more things than I can think of right now, because there were so many things that would hit me at so many different times of the day, and you could never expect them. They were never consistent.
Okay, you were getting, as I recall, you told me 13 dialysis. Was it about every month?
It was 3 times a week every month.
Okay, and the month before your treatment, you have an extra dialysis.
Right.
And you look horrible when you first came to see me.
Well, that's another thing. But the color has returned to my face.
Right. You look just sick, horrible, depressed.
Well, I looked the way I felt.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And not only that, because there's something called hope. We all need to have hope.
Exactly. Yeah.
I had hope before I came, but it wasn't translating into any action.
How did you find out about us?
Well, it was one night when I was sitting there miserable, feeling terrible, nauseous, and I just happened to, in the middle of all that misery, see a TV show that you were on. And, you know, we see all these shows with all these numbers, and we always write them down but never call. But for this one, I seemed to call immediately, and it came in immediately and got on a process of feeling better.
Okay. I want to comment on the diet a little bit. But just for the listeners, okay, the treatment involved injecting, the immediate result involved injecting the Novocaine on different acupuncture points. So Novocaine is not known to help appetite, nausea, swelling, and so forth. What I was using is your life. Your life was not connected to your physical part. So once you bring it back there, the treatment, the symptoms disappear. That's how the body heal. The body should never be healed from interference from the outside. Okay, what medication were you using before?
I was taking clonidine for blood pressure, which I don't take anymore. I was taking Epogen to build up the red blood cells, which I don't take anymore. I was taking Foslow, which binds with the phosphorus, supposedly, and keeps the phosphorus low. I don't take that anymore. Not only that, when I was taking the phosphorus, I worked very hard to keep my phosphorus foods down, and I still had itching. Now I eat whatever I want, mainly foods high in phosphorus, which are the healthy foods, the green foods, the whole wheat foods,
yes.
And I have no itching at all, which is another symptom that is gone.
Okay, I want to just update the listener a little bit. You started your first treatment on December 15. You had 1, 2... Initially, you were quite sick, so you have quite a few treatments. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. This is the 11th treatment. That's really not bad. This is like not even 1 month. This is less than 1 month. Okay? You have more energy. You have more energy?
Yes.
And appetite. That's the single most important thing.
Well, the appetite is something that you restored immediately. I felt all nauseated, and after just one injection, I instantly heard my stomach start to rumble, and it instantly opened up and cleared up.
That shows the power of your life. Get back to where the stomach, where it belongs. The life start making...
Well, that also reminds me of something. The first time that I came, what you said to me was something that I already knew in my heart, was that the controlling factor in the healing is the unseen, which is the mind and the chi, or I would like to call it spirit.
Yes.
But I knew that the illness was there, and it, once we got that cleared up and that moving, then the body would follow.
Yes.
And I knew this, that...
You are much more informed than a regular regular American public. They worship scientific medicine, which you can duplicate molecules, but you cannot duplicate life.
Yeah, right. That's exactly Aborigine, what you said. You said we can synthesize the vitamins,
the things
in the food, but we can't synthesize the spirit or the chi or the
energy.
Absolutely.
That's why I recommend against everything that your doctor gave you. They're all synthetic stuff that have no life in it, and you need the life. And that's what you're getting through less than 1 month of treatment. You have a lot more life.
And by the way, when I had the best numbers of all and told them I was feeling lousy, their suggestion was more dialysis. They added another half hour on.
And what happened after you, how do you feel after the dialysis?
Well, after about, I'm scheduled for 3 hours. I've never done 3.5. I've completed 3, but after about an hour and a half, I start feeling cloudy and not very good. So now, instead, even when I do go now, which is about 40% of as often as I used to go, I don't spend the whole 3 hours. I will stay on for about an hour and 50 minutes until I start feeling good, and then I get off the machine. So,
yes, the whole idea, the whole philosophy of my treatment, how I feel, is that we should always establish functional autonomy to the body. Make the body work.
Well, this is common knowledge.
Knowledge.
If you don't use it, you lose it.
Exactly, okay? That's common knowledge which no doctor ever used.
It's like kidney welfare. As long as somebody else is doing the work, why is the kidney ever going to...
Absolutely. I want you to say that instead of me saying this all the time. If you are having trouble walking and use a wheelchair, your leg never walk. So what are we doing with thyroid hormones, estrogens, insulin, diuretics? We're crippling all the body's organ, and we can never imitate the body. The body's way to heal is just so mind-boggling that you cannot imitate it at all, and using outside interference to make yourself weaker. Now let's talk about the diet a little bit. What did they tell you to eat?
Who's that?
They.
MDs?
They recommended diet.
Oh, they said... mainly not to eat things with phosphorus, which is mainly all the green stuff, lettuce and pears and green beans and things like that, all the green healthy foods, no whole wheat, stuff like that. So
I tell you just the opposite. Yes, I said you not to eat any starch, because when I first saw you, you have a lot of phlegm. That's due to too much greasy food, too much sweet, and too much starch. You're eating too much starch on the recommendation of your physicians.
Yeah, that's true. I ate a lot of starch for a couple of years because before I got treatment, it made sense to me that if the problem is my protein breakdown, the less protein I eat, then the less breakdown I have, which means I started focusing on starches.
Mm-hmm.
And not only that, but after I started receiving treatment, I wanted to keep the BUN low by not eating much protein, so I was focusing on a lot of starches, and I was... feeling crappier and crappier and crappier and crappier.
Yes.
If you do it that way, it's a diminished eating capacity from what is good. It's all the green stuff, all the good stuff.
Exactly. Okay. You got very excellent lab values, but you feel...
I felt worse.
Worse. Okay.
Steadily worse without any relief and without them even doing anything about it, because I don't think they can do anything about it.
Exactly. And right now, from my examination, your tongue is much cleaner, which shows that the only part that still have problem is your kidney. You still have a lot of greasy stuff in there, and we're cleaning it. And now you get a lot more life, even though we haven't get your lab value so much down, but you can eat almost anything you want, and you have more life. You're mentally, you feel a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty confident that one of these days that you will not need dialysis. You'll get back to normal, but we had a struggle.
I think so, too.
Yeah. Let us update you a few months later when you further cut down on the dialysis and you do some recording And how, you know.
Well, yeah, to tell you the truth, I even feel good. I would like to start exercising, too, which I haven't done in years.
You should be starting exercise a little bit. It would be excellent for you. I thought you already started.
Maybe I'll start some swimming, huh?
Yes, yes. Let me ask you one more question. You want to make some comment on how the regular medical profession had treated you?
Well, I think their main concern was to keep me alive. And if they kept me alive on that machine, that was about the best they could do. And so I knew that if I listened to these guys, the best I could hope for is to spend several years on the machine, possibly get somebody else's organ, go through a transplant that may or may not take my life. The medical definition of a successful transplant is if it lasts 1 year. So let's say I got three times that. I would be off the machine for 3 years, but I would be taking all these immunosuppressants and be in the doctor's office several times a week, and then I would wind up back in their chair again eventually when the kidney would give out. So this I knew was not, this is the worst they could do for me. This was not good enough.
Yes.
And so where there's a will, there's a way. And it says, seek and you shall find. And I
that's
kept,
it.
And I kept looking.
Mm-hmm.
And in the middle of that night of pain, the answer came.
Mm-hmm.
And so at this point, everything is roses, and I'm looking forward to having a victory over a life-threatening
you
disease.
Will. You will. Your recovery. Actually, I treated quite a few people with chronic renal failure and liver failure that are waiting for transplants, and I showed them immediately that they don't need it. And as long as you can keep up with our program, you continue to improve. Today, I have a lot more, like the homeopathic, I never used in the past. I still get them better. And one final comment is that you have a very toxic state. Your liver and kidney are enlarged because you cannot handle all the toxin you have put in your body in the past, which I don't want to go into detail, okay? So giving you any more toxin is just the worst thing they can do. So the scientific community are actually very illogical and unscientific. Giving a kidney patient a transplant but had to put them on lifetime highly toxic chemo immune suppressant drugs, it just defies all logic and common sense. But anyway, thanks very much Gino for the interview, and I hope to bring you more good news, and I know that we will, okay? And start exercising. That will be very good for you. With our treatment, you're getting blood supply everywhere. And the dilemma with many people with heart trouble, with arthritis, that do you tell them to exercise or not? They exercise, they got chest pain. They exercise, they got arthritis. Well, with my treatment, you don't get pain. You get your circulation. And then sooner or later, they will find out about this treatment. So thanks again.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.